This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is another Astros podcast.
Matt Vasgersian, Major League Baseball broadcaster, is my guest today on Astro Launch. Matt, you've seen all six games of this World Series. Anything surprise you yet?
Wow. You know what? I've been wrong about the outcome of every single one of these games.
You're the Big Poppy.
He's wrong as well. I didn't realize.
He's missed every prediction of these games.
Game one was easy to get out in front of because Kershaw at home, game one, I had that one right. But, man, nobody saw the 13-12 game five. I thought the Astros were going to, once it went back to Houston tied at one, I thought the Astros were going to win all three. I'm a disaster. I don't know what's going on. And that's what makes this great.
When you're broadcasting and you get surprised, doesn't that make it more fun for you?
It does. I mean, that's, I think it, you know, my critics, and there are some, believe it or not, they would say that's when I'm at my amateurish worst. Because
this is your wife talking, right?
Right. When, you know, the falsetto comes out, yeah. Like that, the prepubescent boy call comes out in the home run or whatever it is, and that's when, but hey, look, man, it's genuine. That's when it's fun for me.
You get to spend a lot of time with both of the managers. Got any similarities between A.J. Hinch, Dave Roberts?
I think the similarity, yes. In fact, there are many, and it starts with the fact that both of those guys are analytically enlightened, but they learned at the foot of the master. They learned from the old school guy with the fungo bat and the straw hat and stopwatch, so they can appreciate both worlds. Right now there's this, and you know there's this great dichotomy between the old school guys and the sabermetricians, and these guys walk in both circles, and they do it really well.
You're talking about teams in World Series. It seems like the following year, a lot of teams try to copycat what the other team's doing. For these two teams, I'm not really sure there's anything to really copy. There's just really good personnel.
Boy, that's a good point. Because, you know, last year we saw what all of Joe Maddon's kind of infield stunting can do for you.
The Royals,
right, with shortening the game with the bullpen. But that's a really good point. I don't know that you'd want to be in the mold of either one of these two teams, because as good as they are, they both have potentially fatal flaws that may or may not be exposed tonight. I'll be surprised if an Astros reliever appears in this game, to be quite honest. I think that it's going to be starter. And the Dodgers lineup isn't as good as the Astros lineup is. I think everybody would agree on that. But they've caught lightning in a bottle with Jock Peterson, and who knows?
Very difficult to come from behind. As a matter of fact, no team has ever come from behind when they trail in the last two innings on the road in a World Series. I think this Astros team is capable of doing that, though. When you talk about past numbers, I don't know if it really sticks with either of these two teams.
Yeah, I mean, if there's one lineup to fear in terms of its ability to come back, it's the Astros. And the numbers, you know, what the Dodgers have done, and Dave Roberts is reluctant to pat him and his staff on the back for this, but what they've done to neutralize Altuve and Correa, with a couple of exceptions, they each had that 3-for-5 game with a home run and a handful of RBIs in Houston on Sunday. But the numbers are staggering. When the Astros win, those guys are right in the middle of it. When they lose, they're shut down, and we're 3-3 so far.
What do you predict? You got a prediction on this one, or are you not supposed to? Are you Kirk Herbstreit right now?
No, I would. If I knew what I was talking about, I'd give it to you. But this is what I want.
There's going to be quick hooks, right?
Quick hooks for sure. I want to see a lead change because I think that's good for the excitement level. I want to see some runs scored. I mean, 2-1's great, but on a night like tonight, I want to see some people. I want to see the third base coach active, and I want to see fans behave themselves after the game, whether they win or lose here in L.A.
There you go. That's Matt Vasgersian, MLB broadcaster. Thanks for catching up. Always good to see you.
Thanks, man. Go Astros for you.
Dodger fans hoping to see something that this city has never experienced, a home Game 7 of the World Series. Only twice in team history at Ebbets Field before they came to L.A., 1952 and 56, did they have Game 7s.
Beltran taps the plate with the end of the bat as he waits for Jansen. Two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss, got him on a high fastball, and that is the ball game. Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the Astros 3-1. Even this World Series at 3 games. Winner take all game 7 tomorrow night.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, presented by 5-Hour Energy, as the Astros get set to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 7 of the World Series, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Dodgers winning Game 6 yesterday, and you know, you look at that ball game, and it seemed like it turned in a couple of innings. The Dodgers obviously scoring the 2 runs in the 6th inning to take the lead, and the Astros not capitalizing on that 2nd and 3rd no-out situation they had in the 5th.
Yeah, the 5th, 6th, and 7th, we put some pressure on them and never really broke through, and that was the difference in the game. Not that you have to take care of every situation that you have, but obviously these are huge situations that you try to scratch and claw a couple runs here and a couple runs there, and maybe the game is different. But what an incredible series it's been so far. It comes down to Game 7, which many people will believe that's what destiny was. We would have loved to have closed it out yesterday, but now we have another game to play.
With the way things went for Justin Verlander, you know, he wasn't really taxed until that 6th inning. He retired 15-16, and then his spot came up 2nd in the order the very next inning. Did that make it a little tougher for you to try and keep him in the game, given the score and the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I mean, we have 9 outs left, and you assume that that's 1 out. That goes down to 8 outs. I knew they had Kenley Jansen down in the bullpen for anywhere from 3 to 6 outs. So pretty simple decision for me, you know, where he was in the 90s. We fell behind. We had plenty of bullpen left. It was time for him to come out and try to maximize our at-bats. It turned into an inning that did turn into something. Reddick got on with it to lead off the inning, and then Gattis came in and pinch hit for him. And it's one of those innings that you try to create and maximize all your outs. And if you have to take your pitcher out, that's what National League's all about.
Lance McCullers getting the start today. He didn't start Game 7 of the ALCS against the Yankees, but he finished it off with getting the 4-inning save. How much do you think that experience will help McCullers, having pitched in the Game 7 already?
Well, I think it'll give him some confidence that he's been in these big moments before. I mean, elimination games are what they are. It's an elimination game for both sides today, and he'll be able to channel his energy and his focus and all the things that he needs to be successful. I told him to get out there and get as many outs as he can, go as long as he can, as hard as he can. We've got a full array of guys that are available. It's Game 7 of the World Series. So give us his best, and hopefully we bring it home.
Yeah, not a situation where you want your starting pitcher to pace himself, right?
Yeah, no, this is not one to limp into the game. I mean, we need him to be his best from the very beginning. There's going to be a lot of attention on these pitching staffs, on these bullpen moves, and trying to find the fastest way to get 27 outs.
What's your comfort level in terms of using starting pitchers in this game? Obviously, all hands on deck in a bullpen situation in Game 7, but does it matter to you if a starting pitcher starts an inning, comes in the middle of the inning? Obviously, middle of the inning is something most starters are not used to.
Yeah, no, I don't care. I mean, I wish it was perfect for everybody, and I wish that we could map it out to where we had clean innings and comfortable entrances to games, but it's Game 7 of the World Series. You try to match guys up to get as many outs as they can. If it can be a clean inning, great. If it can't, then their job is to come in and make pitches.
I mean, every kid growing up who's in the baseball dreams about being a part of a Game 7. Most of us dream about it as a player. Some of us wind up doing it as a manager or a broadcaster, as it turns out. But what does this moment mean to you, and when you just think about your journey in baseball? Is it hard for you to reflect on that, given that there's still a lot that needs to be done?
Yeah, a little bit now. I mean, I do appreciate what it's taken to get here. This is one of the best teams I've ever been a part. It's been the most fun that of a team that I've had. And so for me, getting to Game 7 seems right. It seems like that's the way this season should end. You have two best teams in baseball, you know, just knocking each other down left and right, and having an epic series that will go down in history as one of the best of all time. So for me, I'm appreciative of being in this position and just can't wait to get to the game.
A.J. Hinch, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for your help all season long. And hopefully next time I see you, I'm giving you a hug and you're soaked in champagne.
I'll take that for sure.
1 out away from the World Series.
Colors, hands at the belt, hands over the head of the windup, the 2-0. And Bird skies this one shallow center. Correa out, Springer in. Springer calling everyone off. Springer makes the catch, and the Astros are headed to the World Series.
This has been a production.
The Houston Astros.
Of the Houston Astros.
And there are the 2017 American League champions.
Radio Network.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.